God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Greetings, friends. This is Pastor Larry from Southwest Radio Church. I'm amazed at the wisdom of God in His creation. Psalm 104 and verse 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are Thy works! In wisdom hast Thou made them all. The earth is full of Thy riches. Senator Rand Paul had a tense exchange with Miguel Cardona, President Biden's education secretary nominee. On the first day of his term, President Biden issued an executive order calling on schools to allow transgender athletes to participate in sports corresponding to their gender identity rather than biological sex. Senator Paul, however, noted that in 2020, the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights told Connecticut that allowing biological males to participate in girls' sports violated the rights of female students under Title IX. So Rand Paul asked Dr. Cardona, if you are confirmed, will you enforce that Office of Civil Rights opinion? Dr. Cardona is from Connecticut. Female student athletes in Connecticut brought a complaint and then a federal lawsuit arguing against the state's policy, which allows transgender students to participate in sports according to their gender identity. The girls complained that they lost out on finishing in top positions in track and field and lost possible scholarships because students who were biologically male had many physical advantages. Senator Paul went on to discuss the disparity between boys' and girls' sports and how male students outperform their female counterparts. He said, "Do you worry about having boys run in girls' track meets?" Senator Paul asked that question several times. Why did he ask it several times? Because he never got a good answer. We're back with Pastor Billy Crone. The depth of insight that he has on all of his topics, the profundity of the resources that he has examined, and everything he's saying to some people who are not familiar with witchcraft and some of the other things, it might seem somewhat strange and somewhat overblown. But friends, I can tell you, this is all carefully researched. If you're a born-again believer, your spirit will be groaning when you hear what Pastor Billy Crone has to say, and your heart will be broken for our boys and girls, our teenagers. And no wonder they're getting into this transgender nonsense and all of this because they've been under the influence of the Democrat Party, which Billy Crone has really, in the last show, if you haven't heard the last show, you need to listen to it. But the connections between the Democrat Party and witchcraft is unbelievable. But it's true. It's all documented. Pastor Billy, so good to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Dr. Sparchmino. Again, it's always great to be on.
Well, let's go back to the 30330 thing. That was amazing.
Yeah, again, a lot of people and this is why we wanted to, one of the many reasons why we wanted to offer this study in great detail, because, again, a lot of witchcraft is not only going on, but it's going in one ear and out the other, even of Christians, because nobody's ever equipped them on these issues, which, by the way, is all over the Bible, Old and New Testament, witchcraft, the occult. And so if you're going to be a faithful teacher of God's Word, the whole counsel of God, you need to get your church equipped on this. But most churches keep their mouths shut, and they're dancing around the Scriptures, cherry-picking, lying to people, not giving the whole counsel of God. And so they're not even realizing how pervasive witchcraft really is in our society. And now it's out there. And the people involved in witchcraft and the occult, Dr. Sparchmino, they telegraph. They will tell you what they're doing if you're looking. And most people don't know what to look for because they've never been equipped, okay? But again, back to that aspect, the Democrat Party, I'm convinced, based on the evidence that we discovered, is being infiltrated by witchcraft, and that explains a lot of their murderous, wicked, immoral behavior, including the socialist agenda and all that kind of stuff that comes straight out of witchcraft. But witches, again, and witchcraft and the occult is huge in numerology, right? And you go back to Joe Biden's text number. And again, think about the mathematical odds here, Dr. Sparchmino, right? You got a five-number text. What are the odds that it would just happen to be 30330? I mean, the mathematical odds of it just, why did they pick that number? Of all numbers, why did you pick that number? And again, as I mentioned last time, with his memory problem, man, you might want to stick to something real simple like 11111, you know, so he can remember the thing, okay? But why exactly 30330? I'm convinced not only because of the numerology that goes on, and including the importance of numbers to witchcraft and occult, including the number three, okay, that they chose it on purpose. They were telegraphing. They told you what they were about. Remember his slogan? The battle for the soul of America. Folks, that was a loaded term, because there really is a battle for the soul of America. Which way are we going to go? Jehovah God or witchcraft or the occult? Who are we going to follow here? But anyway, to that, here's a little experiment. You think it's a quinky-dink? No way, folks. There's no way this is by chance. Take Joe Biden's text number, 30330. Now, break out your little calculator and just take 2020, the year he was running, and divide that by 666. You know what you get? As you can see, if you're doing it right now, it's 30330. There's no way that is by chance. And even the 666 thing, believe it or not, the power three is represented in the witchcraft symbol called the triquetra. They also promote the 666 and another symbol called the triskelion, which is basically kind of like three sixes kind of, you know, roped around, woven together, and these kind of spiral-looking things. So, again, there's no way 2020, 666, and it pops out 30330. Folks, they're telegraphing, they're telling you who they're working for, what agenda they're going to promote. As we mentioned last time, when you get equipped on this stuff, folks, how in the world can you, as a born-again Christian, support this stuff? You're going to stand accountable to God. But I feel sorry, Dr. Spargimino, for a lot of even Christians. I think they got snookered. Why? I'll put it back to the pulpit and the Sunday school teachers, the people who are in charge of teaching the Word of God. They're not teaching you this. All it is a bunch of fluff. Learn to be a better you. How to build up your self-esteem. Be financially successful. While the world is on fire and witchcraft is advancing, you're being taught, hey, look at this. Here's a picture of a fluffy cat. Isn't that wonderful? Let's all be fluffy cats this week. Let's love one another and close in prayer. That's it. And all this is going on. And for those people who are doing that to the church, not only shame on you, but I'm going to stand over here while the lightning bolt gets you. And the scripture is very clear. We who teach the Word of God are going to be under a double judgment. You better read the Bible, and you better get back to preaching the Bible and get the church equipped, because this stuff is really going on.
Well, the tragedy of it, too, is that we have such a great means for disseminating this nonsense. You know, Zoom is good. I mean, it's wonderful. TV is good. But I think it's being used by the churches who are being energized by the devil himself. And so all of this nonsense is just being, you know, it's proliferated like it's in the wind. It's in the clouds. It's everywhere. We hear it morning, noon, night, in the class. It's a tragedy. And you're doing a tremendous service to parents, to young people, and to our country. We need to be strong in the Lord. So please keep on sharing this stuff. I'm taking notes, and I'm sure our listeners are as well.
Well, again, Dr. Spargimino, it's a 20-hour study, 20-week study, two companion books, 20 studies on 10 DVDs. But we go the whole gamut. Again, we deal with the definition of witchcraft, which, again, they just relabeled to Wicca. The types of witchcraft, the location of witchcraft, the protection from witchcraft. Hello, Jesus, right there. Then we deal in extensive study, well, how in the world did this permeate the planet? And so we did a history study. And sure enough, just like the Bible says, after the Tower of Babel, we traced how witchcraft spread around the world. First in Babylon, then Egypt, then Greece, then Rome, Asia, India, the island countries, Africa, Latin America, Europe. And it was out of Europe that it got relabeled about 60 years ago into Wicca. And then we got into the history specifically of Wicca and how it came from Europe and hopped upon here to America. Then we get into the beliefs, the symbols, the calendar, the practices, and, of course, what we've been talking about, the promotion of Wicca. So we go down deep. But let me give you just a couple more examples of, because the church is not being equipped on this issue, it isn't just your supporting people, including the Democrat Party, who's promoting witchcraft. But Dr. Spargimino, this is what's sad. The church is merging with witchcraft, the professing church. Now, let me give you just a couple examples of that, and this is very concerning. We give you just, this is all on tape and or video, if you get the studies and get the books, of course, it's been transcribed. Last year, in this article, recent article, an Atlanta church hired a psychic medium as a staff member. And because they felt that that's what they needed to help people to identify with the death of loved ones and to encourage them. And I'm going, hey, church, hired a psychic medium, and she's on their staff to, quote, help people. Check it out, folks. I'm not making this up. It's in print. That's how bad it's getting. It's not just the church is not talking about it, but because the church is not talking about it, the church is being infiltrated now. It's not just the world being infiltrated. The church is being infiltrated with witchcraft. Let me give you another example. Now witches are trying to get us to syncretize with witchcraft. And now, I kid you not, we share video evidence, people saying this, but now that they're out there saying you can be a Christian and a witch. In fact, there's a whole group out there of professing Christians, which I have a hard time believing, but they profess to be Christians, and they call themselves Christian witches. And basically what they say is, you know, all the supernatural things that Jesus did, that was really witchcraft. And we're just bringing that back to the church. What? In fact, they now have, quote, I'm not making this up, it's still out there in print, we share all this, Christian witch conferences, where they will teach you these witchcraft techniques that they say Jesus did, which is blasphemy, and that you can come with other, quote, Christian witches, and you could be schooled in that and go back to your church and share these techniques as well. This is how bad it's gotten, Dr. Spargimino. It's not just that witchcraft is infiltrating the world, it's coming to church. Now, I'm going to share with you an actual pastor's report that I got, and he's warning of what's going on in this particular denomination to the church. Now, listen to how bad it's got. He says, the stark fact is that forces of darkness, witches, are clothing themselves in human form and sitting in our congregations, listen, singing in choirs and working in various departments of the churches. Some witches appear content to just sit in congregations and mumble their incantations, while others go out of their way to gain acceptance in a church and, quote, carefully work their way into positions of influence. In fact, he said one witch had gotten elected as the secretary of a Baptist church. And he says a witch can go into any church and immediately sum up the situation. It's not possible to pass a phony Christian off to an experienced witch. A witch is usually, listen, quicker to pick if a person is a Christian than a Christian is to discern the fact that that person is a witch. And so basically they go in the churches and they realize that, man, most of these people aren't even saved, right? They can tell. And then not only that, they begin to, even with the ones that are saved, they begin to go after them. And this is all designed to take down the church and take over the church. Now, what they do is, listen to this, they put spells on the minds of people. Watch this. I'm sure you can attest to this, Dr. Spargimino. They put spells on the minds of people so that the people are, quote, always tired and can't think properly, especially when the pastor begins to preach from the Bible. you can notice that. I'm not saying this happened every single time, but they said this is really what's going on in a lot of churches. People can be so lively, alert, woohoo, that's awesome. As soon as that pastor says, open your Bibles, is that by chance? According to this report, they're saying no. Sometimes that's a sign that you got witches in there doing that. Witches, they say, are afflicting people with deep oppression, even to the point where people in churches lose all desire to live, and they actually start having thoughts of suicide. Quote, witches can cause a heavy, oppressive atmosphere in a church meeting, so they can't, again, concentrate on the message. The oppression can only be removed by the Lord's people praying against it. But how many people are doing that, Dr. Spargimino? And then he even goes and he says, here's some tips so that you can notify if you got a witch in your congregation. Now think about that. I'm going to share them to you in a sec, but stop about right there. How sad it is that another pastor is giving pastors and churches signs to indicate that you got a witch there. That's how bad it's gotten, folks. But it says, quote, they don't possess the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Some, although not always, wear their occult jewelry, but sometimes they hide it from you, but they're wearing it. Witches practice charming with their gazes looking at you. Witches avoid the true born-again Christians because they're a threat to them. Witches also try to buy loyalty by giving people in the congregation gifts, kind of butter them up, and on and on it goes. But listen to what he says. Had we understand the scriptures better, we surely would have expected this in the last days. But large numbers of Christians have lost their biblical balance and do not see the occult responsible for anything. They see corruption and crime and violence and immorality and all kinds of perversion, but they say, that's just human nature. Unfortunately, the church in the last days has become so worldly and materialistic that it is no longer a threat to its enemies. And I hear Christians talk about spiritual warfare and putting on the armor of God, but it would appear with most, their knowledge of these things is only theoretical rather than experimental. They're familiar with the jargon, but that's about as far as it goes.
Well, when I go to church, where I pastor in a good Bible church, you can know that God is there. You can feel the power of the Spirit. But I think in a congregation like this, they've actually quenched the Spirit. I think it's hollow. I think it's dead. Nothing can happen because of the evil there.
Well, exactly. And let me end on a little more positive note in case people are freaking out there. But we share an actual testimony of somebody who was a former witch, and he learned the hard way what the Bible teaches. The Bible says, as a Christian, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I don't need to be afraid of these folks involved in this, or demons, or Satan himself. The Bible also says, 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in me than he who is in this world. Now, let me give you a couple examples. Witches learned this the hard way. And he was approached by a person to kill a person and to curse them. And he said, sure, give me $7,000. And then she said, I forgot to tell you, this person I want you to kill is a Christian. He actually said this, I'll kill her for free. I'm going to teach these Christians a lesson. I kid you not, this is a direct quote. He said, so he's doing the witchcraft thing and for 21 days, and she's not dying, this Christian. And he's going, man, my reputation's on the line. So he's increasing the witchcraft, increasing the rituals, doubling it, doing all this stuff. And he just can't, she's not dying. And according to him, okay, a demon shows up in his room because he's going like, lock, this lady ain't dying. She's got to die or people are going to think I don't have any powers, right? Listen to this. The demon supposedly told him, quote, the God that she, the one he's trying to kill, the Christian, the God that she believes in says, leave her alone. Folks, can I tell you what? That's what the Bible says. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I don't need to be afraid of these critters, but at the same time, don't go the other end of the spectrum and act like it's not real. You're not helping anybody.
Right, right. We don't want to presume on God's power and God's grace. We want to be reverent. We want to have a holy fear. And we know when we have that kind of a fear, and like I say, it's not a dread and terror, but it's a respect for Almighty God, then he can work, and then we can experience his power and his grace. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for these three tremendous programs.
Thank you, Dr. Sparsmino.
Matthew, please come to the mic, and I know there must be a ton of people out there ready to get and waiting for you to tell them how they can get this excellent series on witchcraft.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today are the new books and DVDs by Billy Crone titled Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca, Volumes 1 and 2. You can get both of these fascinating books for a gift of $45 if you live in the United States and $75 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. If you'd rather write and place your order, the address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order these great resources on our website at swrc.com. We also have the DVDs with the same name, Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca. 10 DVDs in the set with the same great information as the books. Yours for a gift of $45. Better yet, get both books and the DVDs for a gift of $80. Call now 1-800-652-1144. Write to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And visit our website at swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
A number of Christian writers have addressed the subject of the divine presence. Francis Schaeffer's book, He Is There and He Is Not Silent, deals with the philosophical issues associated with the presence of God. A.W. Tozer deals with the same theme, but in a different way. In his classic, The Pursuit of God, Tozer writes, quote, "The universal presence is a fact. God is here. The whole universe is alive with his life. And always he is trying to get our attention, to reveal himself to us, to communicate with us," close quotes.
The saints of God have always coveted God's presence. Moses, for example, knew the necessity of the presence of God and said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." That's Exodus 33:15. At times, the Lord's presence is somewhat hidden. We may look for it and even strain for it. In 1 Kings 19, verse 12, we read, "And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Then God made his presence known by a whisper, and audible above the din and confusion of the times, but very real, nevertheless, for those who will listen carefully."
God's presence can bring sweetness and peace, a sense of well-being and joy. David said, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore," quoting Psalm 16, verse 11. And God's presence will bring success in your most important endeavors. This is especially evident in the Great Commission. Jesus gave an encouraging promise to his disciples and said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
When Jesus promised his continuing presence, however, he did not promise that he would be with them in the same way that he was during his earthly ministry. Jesus said he was going away and that he would come again at some future time to receive you unto myself. You find that in John 14:3. In John 14:26, Jesus explained the source of his disciples' power in the present age. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." It was the presence of the Holy Spirit in and through the early church that some of the church's greatest and most glorious moments were seen.
But what about in the future? What is the desire of the saints regarding the presence of God? Here is a prayer from Isaiah 64, 1 and 2. "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence." The prayer is that the Lord would rip the heavens open as a curtain and come down to the earth. What is the purpose of this prayer? Quote, "To make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence."
This is a prayer for God's manifest presence, his return for the purpose of making God's name known to his enemies, so that the nations may tremble at God's manifest presence. This is the prayer for this present hour. The need is great. We can do nothing of significance apart from the manifest presence of God.
Indeed, this is a prayer for rescue and for deliverance. One day it will be realized. When Jesus comes, the mountains will flow down. Until that day, may we be found faithful in obediently doing the things that God has ordained for his church. Are you faithful in prayer, Bible study, and public worship?
Flash Gordon, then Captain Kirk, then each generation in the last nearly 100 years has had space-oriented fiction in comic books, movies, and TV that captured our imaginations for intergalactic travel. It might not be far-fetched anymore. CNBC Online reported this on February 1st. SpaceX announced on Monday that it will launch 4 private individuals on a Crew Dragon capsule into orbit around the Earth, dubbed the world's first all-civilian mission. It's scheduled to launch in the fourth quarter of 2021. The mission, known as Inspiration 4, seeks to raise support for St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. 3 of the seats on the mission will be for crew members who will be selected to represent the mission pillars of leadership, hope, generosity, and prosperity, according to SpaceX in a press release. Inspiration 4 is the realization of a lifelong dream and a step toward a future in which anyone can venture out and explore the stars. I appreciate the tremendous responsibility that comes with commanding this mission, and I want to use this historic moment to inspire humanity while helping to tackle childhood cancer here on Earth, according to Jared Isaacman. he has given St. Jude two of the seats on the mission, which will be decided by online competitions listed on the Inspiration 4 website. The Inspiration 4 crew will undergo training led by SpaceX, in which they will prepare for launch atop one of the company's Falcon 9 rockets. Elon Musk, on a call with reporters after the announcement, noted that the Inspiration 4's mission length of time and other parameters are up to Isaacman. SpaceX plans to use the Crew Dragon spacecraft named Resilience, which is currently docked with the International Space Station, having launched the Crew 1 mission for NASA in November. Musk added that NASA has been briefed on the Inspiration 4 mission and is supportive. Musk's company has announced several private missions in the past years. SpaceX also has space tourism deals with Axiom Space, which aims to fly 4 people to the International Space Station on a 10-day trip early next year, and Space Adventures, which plans to fly 4 tourists on a 5-day free flyer trip into orbit by 2022. Boldly go where no man has gone before. Imagination soars when thinking about what all of this involves. The Apostle Paul wrote to believers in Thessalonica, and by extension to us today, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Just think, we won't need a spaceship when the Lord takes us to heaven.
What is the difference between witchcraft and Wicca? Nothing. All they did was change the name to gain worldwide acceptance. Did you know there are different types of witches? Find out more when you order our special offer today by calling 1-800-652-1144. Need help with a question about the Bible? Do you have a prayer request? Just send them to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Did you miss part of this program or want to hear it again? Just visit our website at swrc.com and click on the Listen tab. Thank you for tuning in today. Tune in tomorrow when Pastor Larry talks with Alicia Illion on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.